Now I would like to introduce Richard Weiner, who will be moderating today's panel. Richard is a principal at Nelson Nygaard Consulting with 36 years in the transportation field, primarily in the area of accessible transportation and senior mobility. Besides assisting clients throughout the U.S. comply with the transportation requirements of the ADA, he has also conducted significant research in the area of paratransit eligibility, integrating paratransit and fixed route service, as well as travel training and volunteer programs.
Thanks very much for that introduction, Kate. It's great hearing the introductions from all the people who are here and just the variety of perspectives that we're anticipating from this audience. And also, it's a great turnout for us. So the reason we're doing this panel today is because when last year we had a similar theme, right, on emerging mobility, there was a lot of interest that came out of that. And there was a sense that people felt a need to both have an update on what's happened since that time and also to delve deeper, so to look at some of the legislative trends since that time and also some of the mechanics. And now we actually have some more experience, and as you'll see from the panel today, we've got some really great examples where we can learn some lessons for those who are considering partnering with TNCs. Some of the themes that came up last year included clearly the lack of wheelchair accessible vehicles. There's also issues around driver wages and the whole business model of TNCs. There were concerns about people who are not carded, who don't have access to credit cards or may not have smartphones. And there have been a lot of attempts made to try and address those issues. And we're going to be hearing about some of those today. So let me just give you a little bit of an overview of the logistics for this panel. So we're going to have each person speak for 15, maximum 20 minutes. I've asked them to shoot for 15, but 20 will be an out. I'll definitely cut it off at that, because we do want to have this be an interactive session. And after each speaker, we'll take up to two clarifying questions. We don't want to hear at that point opinions. It's purely if there were things that the speaker said that needed clarification, that's going to be your opportunity. We will have plenty of time after that to have question and answer session. And with that, actually there are a few people who came in after the introductions. If you wouldn't mind just saying your name and if you're with an organization or if you're a writer, just, yeah.
Patricia Osage, Life Element Parent.
Thanks, Patricia.
Mary Tristan, City of Berkeley.
And at the back, there was
somebody. CTC.